This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. For a long time, when you wanted a cup of coffee, you got some ground-up coffee beans and you poured hot water over them and you let it all drip down through a filter into a cup and you drank that. It was a thinnish and watery drink, a little more like tea, but it was good and people liked it. And later, coffee nerds came up with ways to percolate the process and Mr. Coffee the basic steps, and the result was a richer and stronger brew. And eventually, Starbucks came along and started serving a complicated coffee product from a highly engineered machine, which people liked, until now, in my neighborhood in Venice, the coffee nerds have innovated a way to make coffee where you pour hot water over some ground-up coffee and let it all drip down through a filter into a cup, and you drink that, and it's a thinnish and watery drink, a little more like tea, but it's pretty good, and I like it. See where I'm going? Let me rephrase. One of the hottest and funniest shows on TV right now is Broad City on Comedy Central, which stars the ferociously funny Ilana Glazer and the sneaky funny Abby Jacobson as basically, I think, themselves, two young women out in the big city, best friends just trying to get by. In other words, it's Laverne and Shirley. For those of you, well, okay, those of us old enough to remember that show, which was about two young women out in the big city, best friends just trying to get by. Broad City's a lot more modern and contemporary, of course. Laverne and Shirley didn't have many scenes of marijuana smoking, casual group sex, or drunken reeling through the streets that I recall anyway, but that's just a symptom of the time and place of its origin. They didn't use freshly ground, fair trade, carefully raised beans in the coffee in the old days either, but that doesn't mean it wasn't basically the same thing. Broad City is funny and smart and totally addictive. I just powered my way happily through all of them. But hey, it's Laverne and Shirley, just the upgraded now version. And as much sleazy fun as Fox's hit Empire is, it's really just Dynasty, right? We know that, right? I mean, if you're too young to remember Dynasty, you're forgiven for thinking that the creators of the show invented the form of the corrupting family business millionaire soap opera, but everyone else should know that it's Blake and Crystal Carrington upgraded to Atlanta with hip-hop in for oil. Now, none of this, of course, is a criticism of these excellent shows. They're hits for a reason. And Broad City especially, and I say especially for the simple reason that I've seen every episode, which I can't say of Empire, well, it's really a showcase for two hugely appealing and talented women, but it's a show about friendship, just as Empire is a show about family and money. And you really don't have to think much more than that. Friendship, money, family. People have been packing them into theaters with that kind of material for centuries. You just have to upgrade the material a bit every now and then. And that's because style matters. At my local fancy coffee place where they pour the hot water over the coffee beans, I'm pretty sure the same result could be achieved using a battered old Mr. Coffee machine from 1978, around the time, ironically, that Laverne and Shirley was the number one show in the country. But if they did that, I'm not sure we'd pay $6 for it. The show part of show business is important. The old ideas and setups and shows still work, but they all need upgrades. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll show some restraint. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.